Puccini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geeky finds the sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark.
You are tuning into the For Profit Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Haven B, here with my main man, JD. What up?
Hey, what's the word, my man? How we doing today?
Back in the building. Last week.
A little later than usual, by the way. We're coming at you a little later. We had some, I lost a computer today, which is not the funnest thing in the world. But, you know, we're ready to rock and roll. So what do we got? Sorry to interrupt you. What were we going with?
Last week was not bad, actually, overall, even though I didn't have any outrights.
If I can get anywhere near from 3 to 5 units a week, I'm fucking moving on. Happy as a kid on Christmas.
All right, let's start with the mediocre news.
Okay.
Where we were wrong.
This guy.
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
What are you talking about?
I know exactly where we're wrong. Remember this?
On the board? Oh, yeah. Well, fuck, man. I didn't end up betting on him, though. I only bet him over Bryson or over Rory, which, I mean, Rory played like fucking shit, so it's hard to be wrong there. Yeah, that was bad. Honestly, we can get in on him more. We can talk about him now. We can talk about him later. He's just, his approach game is a huge question.
Approach? What are you talking about? Rory McIlroy on Thursday didn't hit a fairway till 12. Yeah, it was, well, no, what, I think it was Friday. Oh, that's Rory's first fairway. I heard that.
That's not good. He probably still gained strokes off the tee, by the way. I mean, Bryson lost 4 strokes putting, which is just, he's a top 10 putter on tour for the last 2-3 years. So, you know, if you lose 4 strokes putting, and that's one of your best attributes, you're never going to, oh my God, Rory lost strokes off the tee for the first time. He still didn't lose a full stroke. Wow. He's lost a full stroke off the tee once since the AT&T in 18. That's really impressive. It was wrong on Bryson, but I didn't really take a big position on him, so he didn't cost me a lot of money.
No, cost me a lot. What did cost me a little bit is I was wrong about Tiger. And that was...
Fucking Tiger.
Bro, he's...
I don't know if you're wrong about Tiger or Fleetwood just got lucky as fuck.
I don't know if Fleetwood got... Fleetwood made, I want to say, 3 triples and still beat Tiger. I mean, how lucky can you be?
Oh, shit. Fleetwood's not even in this field, so I can't look at his stats. That's how bad that fucking Brit is. Yeah, but he gained like 9 strokes putting on the week. He hit it like an absolute dog, and we made money off of him. That wasn't an issue, but like... The fact that he was even, if he just putts like he normally putts, Tiger waxes his ass. Yeah. Tiger can't putt either, by the way. I don't know what's going on. He can't practice putting because of his back. I guess that's a thing. So I'm not sure what we do with him moving forward. And you know, we're going to talk about him, obviously, as well. But, I mean, that's not a good thing. I'm done with wrong because I had a great week. So can we move on to right?
No, I have one guy.
Okay, one more? Okay.
One guy that we got to definitely talk about.
Okay. Now or later?
Why? What is your name? Tony! Fuck you, Tony!
Fino?
What's
your name? Is that your Fino drop? Oh my God, I hope your boy's not listening to this.
Because
I'm not even gonna go there.
Bro. Tony!
I love Tony, man. Like, Tony's one of my guys. Like, I really enjoy Tony. I bet Tony a lot at one time in my life. I bet him every single fucking week. We, as golf handicappers, man, we all go through this. Have you ever bet him every week?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Have I? What
are you talking about, Tony?
Yeah. What do you mean? There's only one.
Fino.
Yeah.
There was a time in your life where you bet him every week. We all have done this. Early on, when we first come to the game, we look at the numbers. We're like, this dude's going to win. And he just never fucking wins. And when I mean every week, I mean you actually bet on him. I mean, come on, dude. That's like your favorite guy. There hasn't been a time that you haven't bet on him way more than you should during a period of time. Come on, bro. Just be real.
Oh.
Because you love Tony now. What are you talking about? You still think Tony can win. You were rooting for Tony to win a couple weeks ago. Or not a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago.
Come on, bro. Okay, listen.
I'm fine to admit it. when I first started this shit, I bet Tony every fucking week. And I was like, this dude has to win and has to putt at some point in his life. Well, you know what? That doesn't have to happen. And it didn't happen this week. He missed a cut. But I love Tony. I hope he wins. Will he win once in the next 30 events? I don't know. Probably not. But maybe. Certainly not a major. But anyways.
Okay.
I'm done with Tony. We already spent too much time on that motherfucker.
Well, we were right.
I'm going to blend this real quick because it's late. I'm drinking the vino. I got the man red wine. I'm drinking a Bold Cab right now.
A what?
I'm going to be passed out in about 40. So where we were right, finally found a guy who can make the fucking cut against Spieth. That helps. hit the first round leader in English. That was fun. Went
four-way chop.
Three balls. That was cool. And you got three out of the top. The three out of my six guys for top 20s hit. So there you go. That's all.
All right.
Moving on
to this wonderful week at Olympia Fields. Tasty. Wait,
do you have a course breakdown so I can go with some more wine, or do you want me to hop in here?
Course breakdown, Olympia Fields, Country Club, par 70. 7,300 yards. Bluegrass in Illinois, in Chicago. Last four winners, Justin Thomas, Keegan Bradley, which I believe I told you won here, Mark Leishman, and Dustin Johnson. However, Keegan Bradley won at Aronimink, so I was right about the tournament, wrong about where it was. Olympia Fields is a private course. It's hosted many PGA Tour events. Par 5s, 626, 576. Four par threes, 187, 247, 168, 215. Greens listed as bluegrass. What is that for the Midwest? Like bent? Bent POA?
I'm back. It's a POA bent mix.
POA bent mix?
Yeah, it's more bent than POA. It is. It's more bent than POA.
Same standard.
What else did you say?
I was just talking about the length of the course and how many par fours and par fives and par threes it has.
I'm worried about the par fives this week, man. These motherfuckers are going to be 600.
They're deep. They're deep.
Yeah. What percent of this field, 70 guys, how many of these 70 can reach into, like, consistently?
Four.
4%?
Four guys.
Four guys? Come on, man. That's crazy. It's way more than that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man, if you hit it 330, you're reaching in two. They all have 270 three woods.
Maybe.
That's for sure. But I think the bigger point is they're not easy scoreable holes like we saw last week.
Yeah, interesting. Right. You know, there was a big debate about the ease of that course when Bryson misses the cut on the course where a guy shoots minus 30.
Man, he was bad last week. Jesus. I mean, he couldn't get the ball close to the hole. He still gained strokes off the tee. He lost putting and approach. I mean, DJ did gain like 9 strokes on approach, which makes a lot of sense considering he literally shot whatever he wanted.
Third is 100 and something in putting.
Last week?
Yeah. Something DJ? Crazy. Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you, bro. He was not good
at 5.4 strokes putting, dude. He was one of the top guys putting.
Maybe.
He gained 12 strokes on approach, and he gained 5.4 strokes.
It was one.
There's no way he could be 100. Are you talking about in the world or on this at this golf tournament?
There was a run. I'm trying to think.
He might have been.
I think there was one round
going into the tournament in the world, like in 2020, whatever. He gained 5.4 strokes putting. Because there's only you cannot go 30 under and not gain a shitload on the green. Okay. That's impossible. So we had in par five, 7 of the par fives are over 450, right?
Yep.
But at the same time, these guys, to me, unless the course is windy or it's playing firm, they just destroy it. Like, that's the only way these guys have a chance. Excuse me, the golf course has a chance to sustain what the technology and the skill level of these guys is if it's hard and firm or it's windy. That's it. Or, I mean, the rough, you can grow the rough fucking knee length. I guess that's another way to do it. But even then, Harding's rough was rough, was pretty tough, and they just dissected that course. So to me, I think we're going to see 16 to 18 under.
Well, you know,
and it's a par 70, right? So, you know, you got to take that into account. But yeah, Leishman, I think it's gonna be 16 to 18.
Leishman lit this course up. Leish lit. I mean, he lit up this tournament. I don't know for this course, but
no, definitely. Dude, they haven't played here since 03, bro.
Okay, bro. I'm
just telling you.
12 p.m. Friday. Looks like a little bit of rain in the forecast.
Oh. Okay.
No wind, I don't think, though. Yeah. Looks like it's going to be mild.
They're going to just dissect this thing. So, for stats, I have the exact same shit that I had last week.
I'm putting in putting, bro, from now on. A little bit. I'm putting 10% of putting in there. Just so.
I will say, I don't disagree with you, because on this golf course, the greens are way more undulated. Mm-hmm. So, you're less likely to see shitty putters be successful. Because from what I understand, this is just based upon the shit that we read from various sources. The greens are tougher, so your guys that putt like shit, they probably are not going to be as successful. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Ready to get into this bitch?
Oh yeah, baby, yes. What is this? Are we starting with the top of the board?
Top of the board. Golfers, top of the board.
I guess
this is a super interesting top of the board. I seriously, when was the last time Rory was priced closer to the second tier of golfers than the first tier? Has that ever? I mean, it's been at least a year.
When was the last time?
I do not remember.
When was the last time he played this bad?
Well, that's another good point. But I think that's a little interesting, don't you? And when was he close? When was he priced closer to Brooks than the favorite, or excuse me, Webb than the favorite? Like a guy like Webb in the 20s. He's 17 at right now, and you got Dustin at 8, Rahm at 9.5, JT at 13, which is wild that he's not. What is Rahm over JT? That's so fucking stupid. What world is John Rahm a better golfer than Justin Thomas? Like I can't go on this rant every single fucking week, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, Rory McIlroy, for the first time in history, is not even in my top 20 in my model.
I'm making a head-to-head bet. Justin Thomas is a fucking dog to fucking John Rahm. What's wrong with these people? Are people stupid?
They're not stupid. They're being generous. Allow them to give us gifts from time to time.
JT is the best player in the world. He's been the best player in the world for 2 years. Like, what are we doing? Well, I don't know. Rory was better.
Sounds like a drone strike to me.
What's that? Because Rahm could just win this, but like.
Could he, though?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like him better at the U.S. Open than I do here. I'll tell you that right now. Like, I will not be fading Rahm at the U.S. Open with his short game and those greens. But here, I mean, this is going to be a bitter fest, man. JT can go way lower than Rahm can go because his design is closer. This is fucking stunning, God. This is so stupid. The thing is, I don't want to hate Rahm. I actually like Rahm. I don't want to bet against him.
Well, but that's one of our rules.
A fucking stroke and a half on approach in a golf tournament, the last time you hit a fucking iron, you cannot be favored over the best striker of the golf ball in the world.
But one of our rules is you like one guy and you don't like the other guy. And you said, I don't mind having Rahm. So you're going against your rule. Just
No, this is fine. I'm fine here.
Of course you're fine.
Off the tee last time out. That's really, really good.
Maybe this is why my model's off.
But he's lost strokes on approach in two of his last three, dude. Come on, man. This guy can't iron. And this is going, you're going to, even though with his length here, he's still going to have to hit irons close. This is crazy. This is just crazy, man. I don't understand this shit.
For some reason, I have around the green in my mind.
Okay, let's just keep moving down here. DJ, what do you know with DJ? Now he's the favorite. That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on DJ. DJ.
I cannot believe Justin Thomas is a dog.
Although, at this time of year, guys do get on heaters.
And that guy's a front runner.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean.
No, you're right.
Xander was playing pretty good into last year. Billy Horschel had in my opinion, the other than Tiger, I think had the hottest month of golf I have ever seen.
What about Haas? What Haas won? Didn't he go?
No, he not. No, Haas won on accident. Remember, he was like, "Oh crap, I won $10 million too."
Oops. Oh sweet, thanks, man.
Bloop. Thanks.
Has to change the whole fucking thing for him. DJ's a big time front runner, and so to me, 8-1's fine. I guess he was mispriced last week, considering he's down fucking 12 points from where he was before.
Yeah, for anybody that can shoot 82 rounds in a row, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, here we go. I have Rom minus 130 over DJ.
No, thanks. It's a stay away. It's not like, ooh.
Yeah, okay. Bryson is a 113 favorite over DJ.
It seems
Justin
like
Justin Thomas is a fucking dog to DJ. Well, and he's less of a dog to DJ in a head-to-head than he is to Rom, who, and DJ is priced shorter than Rom. These head-to-head marks are so fucked. JT should never be a dog to Dustin Johnson.
Are you touching anybody from this? What is this? Hold on. DJ, Rom, Bryson.
JT. I'm going to have to bet him outright at this point. Fuck, I have so much exposure to him.
How many guys are in this field? 70?
70.
70 guys in the field. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I like that JT at through 70 guys. What, you know, I don't think any chance Herman, Taylor, Higgs, Thompson, or Landry can win.
Oh,
here.
My God. This is actually a field of like 40, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go light on.
Disrespect is wild. He's the best player. I don't care what he did last week. Like, it's a 1 week sample. He's still, I mean, he just could not putt.
Hey.
He gained off the tee, gained approach. He lost four putting. He's lost putting in the last three. But in the last 2 months, we've seen him gain a shitload of putting. So,
hey, I see a name. I see two names.
He likes POA. If this is any kind of POA over Mint, I don't know. It's more Mint.
Yo.
Anyway, okay.
Webb Simpson is 21. Yep. And he did what I wanted to see, a little glimmer of intention and really solid play. Was the hottest guy on tour for a while there. At 21 is looking appetizing for a short field.
Don't hate it.
7,100 yards?
No, it's 73, bro.
73.
Yeah. That's my problem. I mean, I love Webb. Don't get me wrong. You're looking at 7.2 strokes on approach in his last two. Obviously, one of the best putters on tour. That goes without saying. Great around the greens. But, man, my only problem with Webb, bro, is that he cannot get off the fucking tee with these guys. He doesn't have that OTG game. He's laying up on all the par fives.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You keep talking about his length. How long is Quail Hollow?
Off the top of my head, I have no fucking
clue. Okay, so while you're typing it in.
I'm not going to type it in. You just tell me.
It's like 7,400 yards.
Quail Hollow?
Quail Hollow. Will they play Wachovia? I don't know what they call it. It was Wells Fargo.
Wait, Max won there last year, didn't he?
Oh, so you do know the course.
I mean, I know of it.
Webb,
I'm going to find out. I don't know. I don't know how long these courses
are. It's long. It's long, and Webb lives on that course. And I believe he won there, if I'm not mistaken. I think he won maybe twice, actually. So he can play long courses. He won the U.S. Open, which was another long course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
necessarily hate it.
I don't hate it, bro.
Yeah. Quail Hollow is definitely long here. I'm looking right now. Yeah, it's a long golf course. Yeah. I don't hate it. I just wonder if
he can go low
this stage of his career. He won the golf course. He won that U.S. Open when guys weren't blowing it fucking, 240, 250 with ease. Just wonder if this is a spot for him. Don't hate him. I love Webb. I have Webb for the U.S. Open. I have Webb for the Masters. I have Webb for the PGA. Webb is underrated all the time. 20 seems about right. Because he's not he's not an upper echelon of the guys. Like he's not a DJ, Rom, JT, Bryson guy. At this point, he might be a Rory guy, but generally speaking, over the last 2 years, he's not with those guys, right? You would agree with that.
No, he's not. He's in that notch below. But man, I don't know. I got like a good close.
So then he's with Xander, right? Your boy. What do you think about your boy Xander?
Webb wins way more than Xander, buddy.
He's way better. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Morikawa.
Morikawa's very good. Did not show up last week.
We had we missed one here, brother. We missed one here. This is a classic. From this is one of your guys. You taught me this one. Fade the guy who won the week before, especially a major. I even sat here and said he's probably drinking claws and banging his hot chick for the last fucking 2 weeks.
I know I didn't bet him. I know we just missed. I didn't bet like on him, but
we missed an opportunity, right? Like we should have been fading him there.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean that's a tale older than fucking time, bro.
I know.
Like, you win your first major. I mean, you win your first golf tournament, whatever it may be. The next week, you're dead. And why are you even playing? I mean, he wasn't there. He missed the cut. I mean, this is the best cut maker since fucking Tiger. But you know, we'll see. He should be back this week. 22 seems about right. Here's a bet though. Daniel Berger is about to fucking pop.
Daniel Berger's fucking good.
God damn, he's got people just, and he was good before his injury. I wish he just had never gotten hurt. Because if this is his game, man, what did that injury do to him? I didn't even know it was that bad, but man, that must have been a fucking monster.
You don't want to mess with wrists in golf. No, Berger, fact. Dude, I am so glad his swing is ugly because that's why people really don't are really you on him. What it is? Hell yeah. I'm so glad he. Because the ball doesn't know shit. When you guys need to realize this. The ball is an inanimate object, and so is the club. It doesn't care. All it knows is direction, path, and contact. That's it. Right.
Listen to this shit. Go back to like the waist, which is obviously pre-suspension. So take what, you know, this is narrative, more narrative. It's not narrative, but going before the suspension might be a little bit narrative. 9th, 5th, 4th, 1st, 3rd, missed the cuts of Memorial. A lot of good players did. 2nd, 13th, 3rd. What the fuck? That take that missed cut away and you're like, holy shit.
Why is this guy not the favorite?
I mean, yeah. I mean, game strokes off the tee. He's like sneaky long off the tee. Because you can't imagine how he gets it. He moves it with that little move, but he bombs it. His putting stroke is also really quirky. Have you seen it? He decels into every single putt.
He's like 6'2", I think. 6'2".
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, with his iron play, he gained 5.4 when he won the Schwab, 1.2 with the second at St. Jude. He hasn't lost strokes, a full stroke on iron since way before the Houston Open. Bro, he was not right then. I love Berger this week. And honestly, God truth, if you can find a fucking Berger number anywhere for any major, even the Masters, man. I mean, because his game sets up well for there too.
Yeah.
If you can find anything in the 50s, I think you have to grab it.
Yeah, Berger's definitely he's definitely one of the top players. He's definitely high in my model as far as consistency.
Right this week at 22.
Yeah, I am. He's gonna get on the card for sure. For me.
I'm with you.
100%. I'm with you. We're getting down to the next tier.
Can we back up real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Why the fuck is Xander 18 and Berger 22? Berger's a better golfer.
Well, let's see if they'll put a head-to-head. Then I can hammer.
Oh, of course they don't. They know.
Exactly. They know. There's a song.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, next stage, looking at Webb, Morikawa, Decky, Day, Cantlay, Reed. Anybody popping for you here?
I'm going back on Day. This is a perfect spot for Day. We saw Webb fuck everyone and then win. This already within the suspension. This is a perfect situation. 28. We said last week. We don't like Day at 20 is like not appealing. Day at closer to 30 is like, okay, now we can talk. Didn't play well last week. That's fine. Like everyone was on him. Again, I'm not into like the whole fade the public thing. Like, I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I don't really give a fuck about what the public is doing. Mm-hmm. But Day is a guy that I will be back on. Did not play well last week. But when you look at his form, it's one little week. He lost 6.5 strokes on approach, which is like, I feel like that's a glitch. Like, there's no way. And 2 strokes putting. He basically DFL'd at this shit. But before that, you have seventh, you have a fourth, you have a sixth, you have a fourth. Like, his form is there. We're getting him at a little bit of a depressed or, you know, a higher price. So I'm with it. Oh, man. I might go back on Cantlay. I haven't decided. I'm on Scotty Scheffler at that 33. And that's all I got.
This zone is scary.
This is the Twilight Zone.
Ooh, boy.
I have a bunch of bets here. Like between like 30 and 50, I have like every guy.
Well, this is usually where the winner comes from.
That's, yeah.
In a PGA tournament.
When I see numbers with these guys and this number, I will pounce. Last week, the 30 to 50s were like barren. It was ugly. Like I couldn't get anyone I wanted.
Cantlay has been missing in action, bro. Winston, talk about this. When is the last time you've seen Cantlay on TV?
Is he good? Well, they can't show him on TV because he's so fucking slow. With whatever he does, he embarrasses himself every single time he's out there.
Whatever, bro. He was on TV all last year. It's not because he's low. It's because he's playing like shit. Playing like shit. I can be talked in today. Patrick Reed is getting into that that number where he just like, you're right. Don't forget about me, guys.
Yeah, don't forget about me. I just, man. Well, you know, I wonder if he can make enough birdies, and then you look at WGC Mexico, where he's made like a fucking 1,000 birdies, so it was no problem. Hasn't hit it okay.
This is almost like a WGC.
I'm about to Cantlay. Well, real quick, I feel like there are guys who drift in price and then pop. Uh-huh. Because their skill level is typically not like, there's a reason why Cantlay is 20 to 25 forever. Like, he's a good golfer. And so even like, if you look at the guys who have won this year, right? We've got a bunch of guys who are like, he just can't be that number. When Morikawa won, not the PGA, his other win, remember he had gotten to like 35 in that week.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we bet him now. When DJ won his first time this year or after post suspension, he had gotten to like 28, 30. You're like, okay, well, that's just wild. He's a really good player. Like, he doesn't deserve to be that price. Is Cantlay sneaking into that even without the fact that he hasn't won a shitload? I'm being devil's advocate. What do you think?
Ugh, he's going in here. Let's see who's coming out of the bullpen. Yeah.
I hope you have the Kisner job ready, because I bet on him this week. Don't do it yet. We're not there yet. Okay, cool. Decky, anything?
Nah, meh. Nope.
Reed, anything? Fino, your boy Fino?
Negativo.
Okay, moving on. Next group. This group, I have a lot of plays. We're looking at 40 or above. Harris English, Kevin Kisner, Matthew Wolf, the GOAT, Adam Scott, Victor Hovland. You go. Where are you at with these dudes?
Man, wait, Hovland.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I gave you the lead. I'm going to take it back. Because we have two Southern boys. We have two Southern boys that I bet on in this group. Do it.
Are you taking Kevin Kisner this week?
What was the one last week? It was like a Confederate song.
I like Kevin Kisner for a top 20 again. Won't you come around? You can be my friend. Yeah.
Wait, that's not the one we had last week. Last week we had some like real like down south
bro,
shit.
Bro, the drop is just any random country song. Okay, guys, come on, man.
Last week was okay. We gotta go back to last week because that shit was wild. Okay, anyways. I have on both of the Georgia boys. Is Kisner a Georgia boy too?
Kisner's South Carolina.
Same shit. They all say literally the exact same. Shout out to my Georgia boys.
Boy.
I'm on both of them.
You're on
Brady. Sorry if you're listening. Sorry if
Kizzy and Horsch
throwing all of your all of you guys in one pile out there in the South. We just lost all of our followers. I had way too much wine tonight.
Kisner and Horschel.
Kisner, Georgia, South Carolina. Let's fucking go. I'm on both of them. Let's go.
You said Kisner and Horschel?
No, Kisner and English. Where's English? Went to Georgia.
He went to. I don't know. I think he is. I know he lives there for sure. He lives in Sea Island or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So I'm on both of those dudes. Yeah. Kisner, English went to Georgia, right?
Hey. Ah, now, this is what I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Did we see enough from Sir Tyrell Hatton? Yes, indeed. Last week, he actually Gangstroke's approach, 1.2, PGA. 3 points.
What do you think about how Tyrell Hatton played this week?
Well, if you're going to ask me, Tyrell played absolutely phenomenal last week. And if I was a betting man, he'd get a couple quid from me.
Okay, there we go. There you have it. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
No problem. You know, I used to be number one in the world, son.
Okay, yeah, Nick, you're gone. I need Haven back. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Stop talking, Nick. For once in your fucking life, stop talking. We got a podcast to do here, motherfucker. Hatton. Yes, I'm on Hatton. I love Hatton.
All right, cool.
The one thing about Hatton, here's the thing. This dude is a mental fucking weirdo.
Yeah, so that's the most of
he's a front runner. This is the guy who, like, when he gets his confidence going, he thinks he's the best in the world. When he doesn't have his confidence going, he will lose 3.7 and 3.7 strokes putting like he did at the PGA in St. Jude, where we thought he was going to be good. He will lose it quick, but he gains it back quick. With this, I will jump ship in fucking 2 seconds on this dude because his mentality, that's how he rolls. Like, he's just like, I'm the best or I'm the worst. And you have to think that's going through his head. Last week, he gained strokes in every category. Okay. Sign me up, motherfucker. At what were we at? I am 40s. At 50-15. I love it.
That's pretty good. So you're on Kizzy, English, and Tyrell. Boy, wow. Scotty Scheffler's number has plummeted. That 59 is... Now, that may... You know what? That may be something to do. Fading guys who go sub 60 the next week. I bet you that's probably...
I'm on Scotty Scheffler this week. Too high on my model, dude. This guy is him and another rookie. Well, I don't know if these guys are rookies with all this fucking weird shit going on. A fourth. He's not a great putter. He gains strokes putting in both tournaments. One of the elite ball strikers. He's great off the tee. A great iron player. Randomly amazing chipping, which is super strange. I don't really get that. But he around the green, he gained 2.6, 2.8, 2.4. Super weird.
I think he lit up the Nationwide Tour, if I'm not mistaken. Or whatever. Yeah. What is it? I think he lit up the buy.com tour, whatever it is now. What the is corny? It? Yeah, Scheffler. I think he won 3 times or something.
Oh, he was the corny player of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, he's legit. No, he's a really fucking good player. I like him. I bet him at 30. What did I bet him at? Yeah, I bet him at 33, 34. See, now. Same price. So, yeah. But I like him there. I honestly got Hovland. I got Hovland at 45. He's still there. I think this is Hovland's week, brother.
Oh my God. He's come to the dog side. Welcome.
I did it last week. What are you talking about?
Were
you around?
That's my guy, Mr. Hovland.
I love Hovland. I mean, let's be real here. He's no more gal. I mean, we can both agree on that. But this dude gained 4.9 strokes putting at the PGA and 5.2 strokes putting last week at the Northern Trust. His ball striking has fallen off the fucking cliff. Not really sure why, but if he ever gets back to gaining, I don't know, the Travelers at 7.8, 5.5, 6.5 between the Travelers, the Rocket, and the Workday, and if he can put the putting together, boom, that's 10 strokes on the field without even hitting another shot. So to me, he's going to break through. And I was on him last week. He had that. He killed it on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Boy, he did. He did me right because I had a top 20 on Hovland. So he made it happen for your boy.
And fuck BetOnline for fucking dead heating their top 20s all of a fucking sudden. I just pulled all my money out, went to Heritage, fuck BetOnline.
You're fired. You're fired, sir.
Because I got fucking top, I got dead heated on that. It's making me so mad.
You're fired. You can't fire me. I quit. You can't quit.
You're fired.
You can't quit. You're fired.
All right. Henley is my only other guy.
Who?
Russell Henley.
I can definitely wait on him. Definitely.
Hey, how many times has Russell Henley won on tour?
Three.
I think you're right.
Three or four. I know three. I know three for sure.
He's Houston. I mean, he's won three. And here's the thing with Russell Henley. He used to be a really good putter. He is now a terrible putter, but
hitting the ball.
Seven strokes putting in his last two outings with a ninth at the Wyndham and an eighth at the Northern Trust. One of the best approach players in the world. I like Henley this week at 80. Definitely going to get some derivative bets in the top 20s on that dude. But other than that, I don't, that's what I'm looking at.
Bomb, 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 bomb. You're going
to. It's got to, you know what? This has got to be a good, well, my locals still have top 20s, no dead heat, so. Okay, I am going back to Brendan.
Can we just say how awesome the bombs are this week?
Oh, my, it's fantastic.
Yeah, why don't you explain to the people why? I mean, this is just ridiculous, these bomb prices.
As long as they are a derivative of their outright price, the top 20, top 10 bets on these bombs are going to be fantastic. And the field is half the size of the normal field, which in turn is going to give us fantastic value. So
it's like taking candy. I don't have top 10, top 20s yet, unfortunately.
Bro, I'm looking it's honestly hard to make a bad move. But
unless they figure that shit out. Between now and now, if you're looking at a guy and you don't have to look hard, just go to my spreadsheet. The guys that I bet long, I bet them top 20. So you can see the comparisons between the outrights and the derivative markets. Not very difficult to ascertain whether or not you have some value there. If they're laying prices like it's a full field tournament, this is like, you should just bet all top 20. You shouldn't bet anything else.
Yeah, right off the top of my head, guys who really do well in Birdie Fest, Brendan Tude, Kuchar showed some life last week.
Dude?
Yep, Tude does very well in Birdie Fest.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, whatever. Brendan Steele does well in Birdie Fest. Kevin Streelman, who did one of the most amazing things I've ever seen on a golf course, birdie the last seven to win a golf tournament. Amazing. Can Maverick McNealy's putter hold up? I mean, he's putting, I think he had the greatest putting tournament of his life.
Can his putter hold up? Dude, this guy's a full fade, bro.
Okay, just listen, that's why I asked the question, because I was thinking of just absolutely just trying to find any.
He ain't 10 strokes putting the last time out. And this dude is bad at hitting the golf ball. I can't wait. I hope we get a McNealy something.
Probably McNealy Lanto. That's probably what's going to get.
That's two units right there. Let me look. I don't have a McNealy bet on any of the shit I'm looking at. There's no McNealy. Why would they? That guy's terrible. I used to like McNealy because I knew he had a solid flat stick. But this dude, I mean, holy shit. When you look at Fantasy National and it's red for everything except putting, you suck. Unless you're Brian Gay. And that guy will have a tour card for the rest of his life. So we'll make McNealy, though. He's such a good putter. But then he lost four strokes putting at the Wyndham. Brian Gay's never lost four strokes putting in his entire career. I'm sure he has, but... Anyways, okay. Moving on. McNealy is literally dead DF fucking L in my model.
All right. So let's get into... Well, so we have some little bit of time left. We can get this to some props I like.
Okay.
Have
you looked at the head-to-heads yet?
I think we already kind of went over the head-to-heads, though. We're kind of going through them.
I mean, I haven't actually. I mean, other than the JT stuff, honestly, I think these are pretty well priced.
That's my point. I didn't see a whole bunch of value. I'm looking.
Okay, how about this? This is an interesting one. Wolf Casey Pick'em.
Let's look at the model. Where does the model come out?
That's an interesting one.
Casey is 24th. And I'm scrolling and I still haven't seen Wolf's name. So Wolf is 42nd in my model.
I have him a little higher. I actually make that like Casey a slight favorite.
It's not saying go for it, Haven.
That's not actionable.
Sure. No. Nothing like
okay. That. Let me look. Hold on. You know what these fucking guys, two guys that I love this week are Russell Henley and Ryan Palmer. They did us well last week. We have a very similar golf course this week. A little harder green to putt, so you might have a little more randomness, but they put those two idiots in a fucking head-to-head against each other. Because I would have anyone around there outright, I would have just bet it without even thinking.
Yeah.
But of course they put them together. So if you have those guys against other people, hit Haven and I up in our DMs, and we'll let you know whether we proceed there because them against each other is not going to work.
Now, here's a good one.
Okay. Oh, hello.
What do you think about... Okay. I have a top GB in Ireland, and Rory is still the favorite.
Already found an edge.
It's almost plus EV to bet the rest of the guys. To bet the rest of the guys against...
Well, we already fucked this up last week. I told everyone to bet Lowry, and that motherfucking Irishman missed the cut.
Bro, he's one of those guys. He's like the British DJ. You know,
he's so annoying. Who won that last week, by the way? Was it Fleetwood? Yeah, we had him in Fleetwood.
Yeah, and Ram won. Oh, my God. I almost had a Hovland for top European, and Ram got me or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because he missed a putt, like,
That's a great
market because that is a great market, by the way, because we are full fade Rory. So if you can get a couple guys there, I don't even know who's in that market. Can you just name the prices? I don't have it.
Haddon, Casey, Patrick. So like plus 250, 450, and 4-1, something like that.
Do you have the Irish dudes in there too?
Like, yeah.
Lowry's not even in this.
That's Haddon, Casey, Patrick. Those are the only guys you got.
And what's Haddon? 250?
Yes.
That's not good enough. Fuck.
I mean,
yeah.
I
Not good enough. Not good enough.
I'm looking at the decimal odds. So 3.5. I think that's 250.
Yeah, good luck, bro. That's like looking at fucking hieroglyphics to me.
This shit, all you got to do is just put your bet back in there, and that's how you get the decimal.
I mean, I understand how it works.
Do you?
Yeah,
everybody who looks at it, they're like, oh, what is going on here?
And then that's what you get paid out. It's not that difficult. All right. The goat,
Jesus,
is a fucking dog, the Scottie Scheffler.
Did you say you like Chef?
I love Scottie Scheffler, but that is just, I mean.
Man, you got a soft spot for Tiger like I got a soft spot for Tony.
Bro, Tiger's, I mean. Well, one soft spot is a lot better than the other. Let me just tell you that right now.
Yeah, you keep talking shit. So Tony comes back.
Tony's catching Tiger in majors.
Makes it happen. He's going to make it happen.
Tony's going to win more majors than Brooks. I'm here for the rest of their career.
I don't know about that. He's going to have more. He's going to have more kids than Brooks.
Some people actually think that. Thankfully, he doesn't listen to the podcast. If he does... Hit us up.
These are the best markets. These little, if you can find these countryman markets, though, because a lot of times the favorite's not playing good.
Yeah.
And if you can get the right.
Looking at these head-to-heads. There's not a lot here.
There's not a lot there,
bro. I don't think JT should be a dog to anyone in the world. Is that fair?
It's probably a good first-round leader week.
I wonder how they're going to price that.
They already priced it.
Here's my question. Honestly, should JT be a dog to any golfer in the world right now?
Probably the DJ based on what he did last week.
You think the DJ?
He beat him by, what did he beat him by? 20 shots?
No, he beat everyone by a lot of shots. I get it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So is DJ, is DJ the best golfer in the world right now?
Right now.
All right. If you had one round and your personal life was on the line, and you got to pick any golfer. And if
that's
he
two
lost,
different
you
questions,
died.
That's two different questions. But go ahead. I'm just telling you, it's that's two different questions that you're asking me.
What? If you had a round, this is off the rails, by the way. How? I mean, we're enough into this thing where we can just go fucking wild. If you had to pick one golfer for one round who had to be any golfer I chose, and I would never want to kill you by any means, but it was for your life. Like, we had some stupid bet where, like, the devil came in and was like, hey, you two motherfuckers, you guys get to pick two golfers. Haven, you're first. Fuck you, James. You're second. Haven, you have one golfer. You have the other, and the other I'm going to fucking kill. Who would be your pick? It's not DJ.
Where are we playing?
Where?
Yep, that matters.
Augusta. Of course. Even the devil is going to want that shit at Augusta. He gets front row seat at Augusta. The devil knows.
And it's like just one round?
One round, one golfer.
Currently.
For your life.
Currently.
Yeah, right now.
That's a good...
It's not DJ, though. I'll tell you that right now.
No. I think it would have to be Tiger.
You're taking Tiger.
At Augusta. I think I'd say Tiger at Augusta for my life.
Okay.
Because you know what? I know
so
he's not going
to bet Tiger at Augusta this year because he's going to be like 20, 25, 30.
You know, I'm going to tell you the reason why. Do you remember that year that Tiger hit the pin?
Holy shit. That was a birdie to be to like tie or something, wasn't
Hold
it?
Hold on. Do you remember the circumstances that Tiger came in prior?
Oh, it was not good.
Exactly. So.
So he had that. If he makes birdie there, he was that. Was he going to be tied or like one back or something?
He was. I had to take the lead, basically. I mean, it was. I'm just saying.
Went into the water.
I'm just saying, bro.
So
one guy.
Okay, so you got Tiger. Fuck. Well, I'm dead then. I would probably take JT. Right now, the Tiger is so that's like one of those things where it's like hey, Tiger and Augusta. Does he get his thing? You know, but you're banking on an old dude who has not shown shit.
I don't care, bro. It's something happened.
Here's the question: Do they treat this like a major, or is it just like for our lives? Because they don't care about us. I don't know.
The thing that we're forgetting is the thing that everybody thinks happened to Phil when he goes into Augusta happens to Tiger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think Phil competes at Augusta one more time in his life.
You know, yeah, I'm sure. I'm just saying. I mean, they keep lengthening. I'll tell you what, when Jack won, Augusta was the same as when he was like 32.
That's true.
You know, they keep changing Augusta every time Tiger comes in.
Whenever Tiger wins, they just change it for some weird reason. I don't know why.
Do you have any bombs before we forget this?
To me, I would have JT. I think JT's the best player. I think JT, for his game, he's the best approach player, him and Morikawa. Morikawa at Augusta, super interesting. I mean, it is a ball. It's a second shot golf course through and through.
It used
Those
to
two
be.
Guys are the best second shot guys in the
it
world.
Used to be. Used to be a second shot.
Morikawa like 33 or 40.
Used to be second shot. Now it's becoming a driver's course.
What do you mean, man? Tiger didn't do shit with driver last year and beat all these motherfuckers. It's still second shot, bro.
Maybe
because you can get. You can't. The trees are too big, and again, I don't know the fucking layout that well. But it's a positional track with. I mean, you have to hit it close. You have to hit it on the tiers, I guess, right? Because all the greens are fucked, so you have to hit it in the right spots. Blah blah blah. Whatever. We're gonna get into Augusta a long time. We're gonna be in Vegas for Augusta. For any of you listeners, you're coming, right?
Boom. I love Vegas, but I'm a little scared of Lagrona.
What the fuck? Okay. Anyways, okay. Anything else? We went way off the rails on that.
Anything from the bomb section? Nothing.
Bomb, 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 bomb. Play it again. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Play. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Is Gary Woodland gonna play well?
I don't even see his. No, there he is. You know what? Bubba has been showing up lately. And he may be one of my favorite top 20 bets, actually.
Bubba.
Bubba's been showing up a little bit.
Gained strokes in every category last week, which is interesting. Usually he's bad in something 18th, which is solid.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him much on TV.
I mean, they'll give him any. TV loves Bubba. He's such an awkward dude.
Bubba is one of those guys I'm surprised hasn't shot 59. He has that kind of
front runner.
He just
you
had
no. This week, no. Is anyone talking about Cam Champ?
And I talked about him last week and he shot booty.
I mean, was it a D missed a cut?
Pretty sure.
DMC.
All I know is like.
Off the tee. Oh, he missed it. Oh my God, he lost three. Putting.
Six of the most consistent golfers on tour like missed a cut last week.
Yeah. The crazy thing is that was a fucking pitching putt.
Yeah,
I don't know. Here's something to consider. Are these just tired? Like, this is more golf than these guys have ever played competitively in their entire lives. And is there an angle with that we can tap into? Because, bro, there hasn't been a stretch of these guys' lives where they've played this many golf tournaments in a row. Travel.
You can kind of look back at the last year. How many?
Is there something there?
How many can we
be tapping into?
Look at last week and look at how many older vets were up there. And maybe you can get kind of a lean.
Kisners.
English, Berger, Kiz, Chef. I'm going through the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
Rams Young. In the top 10. Yeah, there's a lot of vets up there, bro.
I can make an argument that the vets are more capable of doing it because they've been on tour longer and they understand what you have to do week to week to prepare yourself. I can make arguments both ways, but hey, I'm just wondering angle that we might be missing if we can figure that out.
I don't see an angle there.
Okay.
Hey,
how about this? Hold on real quick. What about the fact that Hovland did so well post suspension and played every single week for like 7 weeks and clearly hit a wall. And then now he looks a lot better. And, you know, after he's played twice in the last month, which helps. I'm just wondering, I don't know. And again, I don't know if there's a way to quantify this. And maybe I've just had way too much wine tonight, which is probably
accurate.
But I just wonder if there's something to it because these guys have never played this many golf tournaments. Does it make certain guys, because those guys, why would they, Bryson, why are those guys Finau on that golf course missing the cut? That thing was a fucking pitching putt.
I would lean. That I would.
Their game perfect.
I would lean younger guys. How about that? I would lean younger guys for this week and going forward. Most of the older guys have a lot of money and families. Yeah, not saying it doesn't matter, but you know.
Yeah.
These young guys are hungry, bro. They're trying to go for it.
All right. Is there anything else before we wrap this shit up,
bro? That is absolutely 100% it.
Cool.
Thank you guys for listening in to another.
We have some things in the pipeline. Do we need do you want to tease?
Go ahead and tease them out.
Let's tease a little more this week.
Go ahead. Give them a little something.
Okay. So we're looking at running this podcast live and, you know, just doing the, I think what we would, I don't know. My idea is that, and I haven't even ran this by Evan. We run the pod normal for the first hour, and then for the second hour, we would just be fucking around, hanging out, kind of like the Twitch stream that we do every Wednesday. We get questions, playing music. Haven's clearly got beats forever. So, you know, just something fun, and we might make it kind of exclusive to where it's just a couple guys, the long-term listeners, whatever it may be. Ask questions, you know, get in, you know, Mondays for me, I don't have all the answers. I rarely have all the answers, let's be real. But, you know, it would be a situation where we could just all fuck around, hang out and talk golf, which I mean, I could do, you know, 24/7. So that's what we're looking at. We're trying to figure out the logistics of it. If you guys have any suggestions or any help or, you know, any advice for us, man, just hit us up on any of our DMs and Twitter. They're always open. So, you know, we're looking for anything we can do. We want to expand this. We want to grow it. we want to make this the biggest and best golf betting podcast in the world.
Hey, oh, yeah.
We're really good at this shit. We think we're good at info. We think we're entertaining. If you guys do as well, again, any way we can help and make it better is welcome for sure.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, that's kind of, you know, this is, we're all in on this shit. So anything you guys can give us, anything, any questions, any comments, any concerns, whatever, maybe hit us up. But yeah, we're looking to grow and, you know, that's our goal.
Yeah. We're trying to make this a community, you know, yep, anybody get, everybody's sharing information. So we're trying to be the best, the go-to people in the golf community. So
yep.
Thank you guys again for listening. Like, subscribe, review, share with a homie. Cause we know y'all stuck at home watching golf. Okay.
And thank you guys for sharing with the homies too. Cause I know that a lot of you have done that.
Yeah. Appreciate that. That being said, JD, say bye-bye.
Peace out.
Paving on a track.
Same bat time, same bat channel. For Profit Podcast, we coming in hot and right to your speakers. Got a lot of options. Well, I heard them all and no one can beat us. Got Haven B hitting them drops, guaranteed to make you laugh. Yeah, don't forget JD, he dropping F-bombs, we know how to cap. Yeah, funny, smart at the same time. Picking winners at the finish line. Making guap for y'all every week. Listen up every time we speak. I don't know where you get your information from. Now, if you bought that cash, then listen up, come get you some.
F-O-R-E-P-R-O-F-I-T Podcast. We the one that finished first, the other ones they finished last. F-O-R-E-P-R-O-F-I-T Podcast. We the one who finished first, the other ones they finished last.